We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
232 brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a brand new WeatherSeal roofing system for just a dollar down at WeatherSeal Home Services. What's on tap brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. We're going to have Mike Tomlin next hour reacting to Jeff's report with us yesterday. We heard from Jeff Hathorn that Tomlin was screaming at officials in the tunnel after the game. Thought the game should have been over. 0 seconds on the clock. Tomlin did address that after Steelers practice today. Plus, we'll get Matt Canada and Keith Butler in here. Canada on why James Washington didn't play at all. Zach Banner going to join us at 5 to explain why he was inactive on Sunday. Thursday at this time. Or no, it is tomorrow. Tomorrow at this time, we'll have Kenny Pickett on, right?
Man, now you're confusing me. I feel like this is the Alu-Alu discussion, but for days of the week. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow. Kenny, I'm not even going to say the word out loud.
Heisman?
Yeah.
Why didn't you want to say it?
I just didn't.
Say it loudly, say it proudly.
Didn't want to jinx
Go
it.
Ahead, say it.
Kenny Heisman.
How's it feel?
Feels like it fits.
Correct.
Feels like he should be one of the front runners.
Makes sense to me at this point.
He goes out there and thumps Clemson. People are going to be saying it real loud.
I think he'd be ticked off if we refer to him as Kenny Heisman the entire interview.
I don't think he would be ticked off. I know he would be ticked off.
I'm going to try to invite ourselves to his parents' tailgate on Saturday.
See, I don't think I can go.
Craig, would you like to take Chris's place?
If the invite is extended.
Like, I don't want to be I don't want to look like a bad guy and have the invite extended and say, oh, by the way, I can't go.
I got to be honest with you. It's the most I've wanted to go to a Pitt game since the Penn State rivalry got renewed back in 2016.
And I didn't go to that game because I was in Vegas for that one. I think I got in some trouble for that.
With your wife?
No, with the station.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I was with her.
Oh.
We were there for a wedding, not our own.
Did you guys spice things up a little bit?
I don't remember. It was 5 years ago.
No, it couldn't have been that memorable then.
Wow. What are we doing sowing discord on this show?
You do that with Craig's love life all the time and mine.
I do not. No,
yes, you do.
No, I am.
You text Amanda things that I say on the air, and then I have to go answer to those things when I get home. What are you talking about? You're the king of that stuff.
No, that never happens because she listens all the time. So I'm just reiterating things she's already heard and gotten mad at you about.
I just think I should show up to the Pickett family
soiree,
tailgate, and I should just let them know, hey, Andrew Filippone, I host a show with your son. Oh, by the way, I am a Heisman voter.
At which point the red carpet is just thrown to the ground for you.
God forbid, though, he delivers, like, not his best performance and they stumble, because then if you go and that happens, you're the ultimate. Well, it's the ultimate pony curse.
There are already some Pitt assistant coaches that are begging me to pick Clemson in this game. I've already gotten reports of that.
You have such a strong reputation. Like, if I thought that both of our picks could do that to a team, I would happily pick Clemson for the greater
good. I've gotten two in a row right with the Steelers. You picked the Seahawks to win the game. And you're ice cold.
I did pick them to cover, however, which you picked the Steelers to cover. So you could say we each went 1-1.
I was 2-0 on that game just to.
You went 6-2 in our picks, Craig, but you didn't really pick up much ground because you keep getting the money ball wrong, big guy.
I paid everybody money who followed.
See, I think if we go to the tailgate for the Pitt Clemson game and then go into the game, I honestly think that we would be a huge hit. Mm-hmm. The same way that we were at the Steelers home opener tailgate.
Oh, man. We were
at
big,
Arthur's tailgate against the Raiders.
Big dub.
And we're into Pitt. We've got Kenny Pickett. Pitt fans should be loving us, because I think one of the things that probably attracted Kenny Pickett and his decision to come back to Pitt, all this NIL thing's going on now. I can make some extra money in addition to playing and improving my draft stock. I'll do a show with 93.7 The Fan to build my brand. He picked a show with us. Ever since he made that decision,
boom,
he's been incredible.
Rocket ship. What is that, Craig, for Dogecoin? to the moon?
I mean, he has been outstanding. Today, CBS Sports and The Athletic put Kenny Pickett on their first team midseason All-American list.
He deserves it. Who deserves it more? I'd argue nobody.
Pitt has not had a first-team All-American quarterback since Dan Marino. So the thing that Pitt fans have bitched about for so long, what's holding us back is we don't have a quarterback. Well, now you do.
They've got the advantage at quarterback Saturday.
They've got the best,
inarguably.
They've got the best in college football right now. And am I going to take total credit for that? Yes. Yes, I am. Because he came back to Pitt in part because of opportunities like the one he gets from the three of us. So
it's the first time anything good has happened with football that's had a Syracuse person involved.
So Pitt should be, what's that supposed to mean? Syracuse players have won the Heisman Trophy. They've won a national championship. They finished ranked in the top 20 more recently. I don't want to get into this Pitt versus Syracuse thing right now because I'm on board with Kenny Pickett. I am team Pickett right now. I'm also a Heisman Trophy voter. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Rub.
And what I don't want to see happen to me, okay? The last thing I want to see happen to me is I don't want to see happen to me what I've seen happen to Cook before.
Uh-oh.
I was walking into Heinz Field once with Cook, and going through the parking lot, and somebody yelled at him about the Larry Fitzgerald thing.
Oh, no.
And there are still Pitt fans that they won't let that go.
Yeah, present
they
company
will,
included.
They will not let that go.
I believe Bob Smizek has faced the same
almost
slings and
20
arrows.
Years, and they're still ticked off about that.
Should they be?
I don't want to be persona non grata. Now, I'm not.
Do you think those Pitt fans have a case?
Against Cook?
I want you to say who you would have voted for that year for the Heisman had you had
Chris,
your vote.
I don't remember. I was playing high school basketball.
Well, it could not have been that memorable then. I want you to tell us.
I was failing miserably with girls. I mean, I just did not have time back then.
Oh, boy. Well, I wouldn't want to put this kind of mental strain on you to
back. It would be unfair of me to say who I was not a Heisman voter at the time.
And you don't want to sully future votes by tipping your hand.
I wasn't studying college football back then the way that I am now. So
well,
if
it doesn't sound like you were studying the opposite sex much either, you had time on your hands.
So if I said, you know, I would have voted for Jason White, you know, I'm saying that in hindsight, and I'm also saying it without, like, living in the moment. I can't do that. That's not fair. You can't put me on the spot like that.
I can. I just did. And I think you said you would have voted for Jason White.
No, I didn't say that.
Did you hear I would have voted for Larry Fitzgerald come out of his mouth, Craig, in any way, shape, or form?
I did not hear that.
No. In fact, I distinctly was waiting for those words in a sequence, and I didn't hear them.
Do you guys know who the last Pitt quarterback to be a first-team all-conference player, who that guy is? The last Pitt quarterback, first-team, all-ACC or all-Big East?
Man, I don't think it's as far back as like an Alex Van Pelt. I don't think it's one of the guys this century.
Marino never played in the Big East.
No, I know. Dude, honestly, like, you want to know the first name that popped into my head, and I'm pretty sure it's very wrong, is David Priestley.
Craig, you want to try your hat? You used to be a Pitt season ticket holder.
Pete Gonzalez.
Wrong. Rod Rutherford.
Really?
He was a first team all Big East in 2003. Throwing the ball to Larry Fitzgerald on his way to finishing second in the Heisman voting.
Who was I know. Was Miami Ken Dorsey back then still?
2003?
Yeah. Vic was already gone, obviously, from Virginia Tech for a couple years at that point. Marcus Vick, I don't think, was at VTech, or he wasn't that good.
Miami's
yet.
Quarterback might have been like Brock Berlin or somebody like that.
So that was post-Dorsey, because Dorsey led him to the Ohio State title.
I mean,
game.
I wouldn't say he led them. He was kind of
ride. He was hanging out with those guys, taking the snaps and giving Willis McGahee the ball.
Craig, look up 2003 Miami Hurricanes quarterback.
I think you're right about Brock Berlin, though, or something to that.
Somebody
effect.
Transferred from Florida and was their quarterback.
Exactly, and it would have been Brock Berlin. Man, I didn't think Rutherford. I mean, I remember enjoying the hell out of watching Rutherford.
I'm right.
But
yep.
As per usual.
I would not have guessed. Oh, wow.
But I wasn't studying college football back then enough to tell you who I would have voted
for. Who you would have voted for, right, exactly. No.
I mean, we're the Pitt flagship.
He says I was right as usual. How do you square... Hold on, Craig. How do we square that with the fact
Chris,
that
we need to get to a break.
Fade all of his picks, and they're usually very profitable? to fade.
What was my record against the spread in the NFL picks we did this week?
You were the same as me. 4-3. Or no, I'm sorry.
I was 5-3,
You're
Chris.
5-3.
That's what did I do?
6-2.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Put that in your
No, you weren't actually. You were 4-4. What am I saying here?
How do you figure?
You got Chicago wrong.
Yep.
You got Detroit wrong. You got Baltimore right.
Yep.
Cleveland wrong. Philly right. Your money ball was right. Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Steelers wrong. That's four picks wrong.
Yeah, but I got the money ball right. That's really all that matters.
Man, this is an impressive tour de force by you.
And that's
here.
Not a losing record. So I went even, Steven. Okay, not the end.
You did the same as me. The only guy here that went actually had a winning record is Craig. And he still only gained 1 point.
Someone texts in and says, is this just a segment for you guys to gloat about how good your show is? Yes, pretty much.
That's exactly what it is.
That should be every segment.
I mean, yeah, is it not evident by now? We're very fond of the show we do, and we're absolutely gloating.
Somebody texts in and says that the ESPN broadcast mentioned Kenny Pickett's show with Chris Peake, but not a show with you guys during the game
so
on Saturday.
I guess
we need to do more bubble screen talk with Kenny.
Now, wait a minute here. Is that true?
Yeah, they did mention Peake's show.
I heard them say, and I got very
congratulations
upset.
On all Chris Peake's success. Now, who mentioned it? Jason Benetti?
I think Benetti was talking about sarcastically. Pitt
or
fans,
Andre Ware.
No, Benetti was talking sarcastically about how Pitt fans love the bubble screens that they do. And he talked about how it came up, I guess, on Pickett's show with Chris Peake.
You know
and
what?
And then he said, I'm being sarcastic. Pitt fans don't love those
guess
plays.
Guess what? I'll one-up Peake here.
Do it.
I'm going to ask McDonough to mention us on Saturday for Pitt Clemson.
Blammo. We got to think of one question to ask that gives you.
Kenny Pickett was on with Andrew Filipponi and Chris Mueller.
You know how this is going to go,
and then
though.
His voice is going to crack because something you know exciting is going to happen.
Craig, you know how this is going to go with McDonough, right? Pony will call that favor in, and here's how it's going to sound on the broadcast. And you know, Kenny was talking about talking on a show with Andrew Filipponi, a Syracuse grad,
correct.
About.
Yes.
And then you and I, chopped and liver, pal.
Possible.
That's how,
that
probable.
That's how it's going to go. Possible?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I know how this is going to end, and it's not going to be with Chris Mueller's
Craig.
Name all over ESPN.
So, Craig, are you in or not? If I can get us the Pickett invitation to the Pickett tailgate, is Rachel going to let you out of the doghouse for one of Pitt's biggest games as a devout Pitt fan for all these years? You gave up your season tickets to be around your family more? Will she give you one hall pass?
I think extenuating circumstances.
Just tell her they're playing a team that wears orange and she should be good as a
Tennessee
fan.
I mean, Mueller got the hall pass from Alex for the Raiders tailgate.
Yep. And I even had to get like somebody other than Alex to watch Lennox.
Yeah, you need to rub that in her face. Well, Alex gave Chris.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe find a different
Hearing
way.
Hearing this segment, I'm saying my odds are going down.
Maybe
Why?
Find a different way.
We haven't said anything negative about your wife. If Tennessee, I'll tell you what, when Tennessee, she's a Tennessee fan.
Huge Volunteers
When the
fan.
Volunteers come to Pittsburgh next year, you bet your ass you're going to let her go to that game. Tell her that. Say, honey, if you let me go to Clemson,
listen,
I'll buy you Tennessee tickets for next year.
I'm pretty sure, listen, I'm pretty
Actually,
sure if Kenny Pickett wins the Heisman and he's done the show with us, you're not going to have to buy anything.
Time out.
There will be some sweet tickets
time out.
For you.
Time out.
Yes.
If Rachel gives you permission to go to the Clemson game with me, I will buy her 50-yard line tickets to the Tennessee game next year. You can save that clip and you can play it for
2:44 and 50 seconds.
I think the odds are now going back up.